We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
No one manages the death of their father easily. Well, why the hell would you? It's your father. Doesn't matter if he's 77, my father, or 101, Howard Hanna Jr. It's just your dad. I talk to my father every day, pretty much every day of my life. It's just the way it was. My mom and dad, my closest friends. My father and mother were constantly in my ear about kids, about finances, about education, about talk radio, about everything. And they're gone. Hey, we had a magnificent life together. I'm not poor mouthing, folks. Have lost their parents at a much younger age. But he's still your dad. I have been friends with Howdy Hanna for, I don't know, almost 20 years. He's a wonderful man. One of the greatest things I ever remember, in the midst of having thousands of employees in a multi-billion dollar business, Howdy Hanna walked the property of my father's and mother's farm as a personal favorite to them. And he does that for everyone. And he got all of that and those amazing instincts from his own father. And his father passed over the weekend. And look, I never do this, but I've known Howdy for so long, and his father made such a mark that I reached out to talk to him about legacy and footprint and the changes his father made, because I think it's a value to all of us who are raising kids and trying to make a difference, quite frankly. Howdy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Marty. Thanks for calling.
How are you holding up, sir?
Well, you know, you only have one mother and one father, and so even though we had 101 great years, wonderful years with my dad, and learned a lot from him, and interfaced with him a lot, it's still difficult even after all this time. But he's in a better place. He's with my mother now, and he's in a better place.
Howdy, so we all. Am I right here? If I recall, you talk to your dad every day. He was very important to you and your family and your everything.
Yeah, he was a great patriarch of our family, and learned so many things in life, as well as business, as well as real estate, but as much things in life as I learned from anything else. And he was really in business. He was really a forerunner. I mean, I would say some of his strategic planning moves were interesting. As a businessman, he came from the Home Builders Association, actually, and came in and started his own business, and started the business where he lived in Shadyside. And at that time in the 50s, you would think he would have started in the suburbs where all the home building was going on, but he started in the city because that's where he loved and his wife loved. And so we had an office. First office was two blocks from our house, and the second floor of an old house. And, so it was an interesting start. And one of the things that when he got into the business, he realized that it was an all-male business, and started to recruit, at that time, unheard of. He aggressively recruited women in the 50s and 60s to work for him. And, of course, the industry has changed, you know, so dramatically.
Well, it's dominated by women.
And pardon me?
It's dominated by women.
Oh, yeah, it's dominated by women. And at the time, he really thought he could get better qualified women than he could men, because it's a whole different world, you know. But if you had a educator or whatever, woman working, and they got pregnant, they were out of that job in downtown Pittsburgh, you know. They were invited to come back. And so he thought he could get quality people that happened to be women that could, you know, serve his success, you know, better, much better. And in 1964, just as we were beginning real strong civil rights movement in this country, he had a friend he went to college with that had a real estate company in the Hill District, and called Robert Lavelle, very, very great, educated, very sophisticated gentleman, had a real estate company. In fact, his grandson is a city councilor right now. But Robert Lavelle wanted to join the West Penn, the East End Modelists, which my dad founded 3 or 4 years earlier. And really, it's hard to believe today, but you know, there was all kinds of blackballing going on and not allowing him to, you know, to come into membership. And my dad, you know, put his reputation up and put his whole, you know, conceivably could have been blackballed too, but, you know, felt the strength of having diversity in the industry was very important.
Amazing.
And so he was such a forerunner, so many different ways that, I'll give you one last story that really transformed our company is in 1980, you might remember real estate, the savings loan, the primary investors in residential real estate, and they had a run on their cash as interest rates came, as all investment rates went up.
Right.
Savings loans could not lend money because they didn't have any money to lend because everybody's pulling their money out for larger investments. And that's what triggered us starting a mortgage company. And we wouldn't have had a mortgage company, which has been a great part of our integrated real estate company.
It's amazing.
Mortgage, title, insurance. So,
and multi-listing too, right, Hottie?
Pardon me?
Multi-listing as well, right?
Yeah, whole multi-list. I mean, in 19, when we started that in 61, he was in East End. He was, you know, a big believer. And you know, because nobody shared listings. So you would have to, literally you'd have to go to a real estate office and be dependent upon them showing you just the houses that they knew about, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The houses that would seem archaic today. And, you know, it was really, you know, which was really crazy for the industry at the time. Or, you know, crazy for anything, you know, just, you know, to go in and they show you two listings that they have, but you don't, you know, but you didn't show the whole market because they didn't have a multiple venue service. So it's just, he just, you know, so many great ideas in his wisdom and knowledge. And,
Hottie Hanna joining me, talking about his father, Howard Hanna.
That's that, which I learned from him, but I don't do as well, is he could talk to anybody from any walk of life, the most educated judge to, you know, a doctor to a working person on the street, and could carry on a conversation with them that whatever their subject matter was. He was so well-read, he could talk about anything that they wanted to talk about, whether it was garbage collection or surgery. You know, he was just small. And people believed that, you know, he was the only person important to them. So that's a very, you know, I've tried to pick up that attribute a little bit. So.
You have, and it's magnificent. And I've so many times we talked about how you're so personal with people, and obviously you learned it from your dad. It's a great legacy. He made a difference, Hottie, and that's what I put so much value in, and I know you do as well.
Thank you very, very much, Marty, and I appreciate your condolences.
Thanks, my man.
Yesterday. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Again, normally I don't intrude on someone's privacy when they lose a loved one, but I wanted to talk about Howard Hanna Jr. because he made history. He incorporated women into real estate. Seriously. He brought in African Americans into real estate. Seriously. He started the multi-listing process. He made history. Absolutely amazing. We'll miss him. But his dad, and we will never forget.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.